see what time it is. I had 7 o'clock on the dot. Good evening again. I'd like to call the January 17th, 2017 regular board meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, if you would please call the roll and note the time.
Commissioner Brooks? Commissioner Lerman?
Here.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Here.
Mr. Platnick?
Here.
President Gaines?
Here.
All right.
We're going to start off with our consent agenda items. A through E are routine. And I would like to know if there's any item. First, we recommend a motion before we pull anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would like to know if we could have a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
That's Underdonk. Who's the second?
Andre.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Lerman?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
Mr. Platnick?
Yes.
President Gaines?
Yes. So does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items?
I think you just approved it.
Okay, good. I have to get back now that we're starting for almost the third time today. Are there any matters from the public? No? Okay. Can we start with the financial report, Carol?
Certainly. We are 10 months through the fiscal year. We're kind of coming down the home stretch here. The last 2 months, you will see a decrease in our cash position the last month due to the bond payments that were due December 1 from last year to the, or last month to this month. As we've noted before, the full-day kindergarten program has had an impact on net revenues and recreation. Now with the winter registration that we had at the end of last month, actually it was the end of November 30th, but the year before it was December 2nd. So now we kind of see a true apples to apples. I know Mike and his staff continue to strive to find new programming areas and found the revenue in some new places, so we're going to continue to work on that. Watts is kind of remaining somewhat consistent to previous years. The beach, I think for the first time that I can remember, it's not just going to be break even, it's going to be some significant revenues this year, which will definitely help when we're going through the budget process in the coming weeks to really talk about that and how it's helped the bottom line of the corporate fund. So that's a very positive thing to say as well. So as I mentioned, you will hopefully get your budget books for the fiscal year 17-18 tomorrow and have an opportunity to look at for the next 2 weeks before we actually meet as a finance committee of the whole. So we're kind of getting down the home stretch here, and but it looks good.
Thank you.
Wonderful, thank you. So then we go on to business reports, which I think we, anything different there?
Just the budget.
Right.
So.
Okay. And then Mike, do you have anything for recreation and facilities?
Sure, yeah. We just came off a great winter break. Two programs, as you can see in the report here, that were really popular with a basketball camp and the school day off program. Both participation is much higher than in years past. So in addition to that, our winter session of programming started last week, and the spring brochure process, believe it or not, is well underway, so we're going through that. The early childhood, a lot of special events coming up. We've got our messy morning preschool open house next Saturday, the 28th. Staff down in the early childhood wing is looking forward to that. Our basketball programs have officially started. Our travel teams are participating in tournaments. Our in-house teams are are separated into teams, and they started playing practice games. We took in the presentation of Annie by the Broadway Bound program last weekend. Again, a really big undertaking that a lot of people have a big hand in to make the production what it is. And then we had Watts Below Zero on Monday too, which despite very poor weather was really, really well attended.
Yeah. Really fun.
We had ice painting, princesses, a DJ, crafts, skating, snowshoeing, mud chewing,
popcorn,
broom ball,
popcorn.
Chris, the popcorn guy, cotton candy. Yeah,
it was Jenny.
Despite the weather, really, really good event.
It was. I had the opportunity to go to see Annie on Saturday. and it's Broadway bound. It's just a wonderful production and very well. And there's probably, what, 400 people at each performance, mm-hmm. and there's four performances, correct
yes.
me? Right, at Winnetka Community House. It's very well attended, very professional. So the next production is Lion King. That is one of our youth programs that it notoriously fills on the first day of registration, waiting list, and so it's a... It's
we had over 70 kids in the program. Glenn Community Band and Glenco Anchor did cover it, the rehearsals. And there are a few kids that aren't from Glenco, but it's a primarily Glenco
organization.
What age group is it for?
Third through fifth grade?
Yeah, third through fifth.
Would you ever think of expanding it?
Well, right now the older is done by GJHP. They do a theater production for the older kids.
I know.
We do younger programming, though, for theater.
And we also have offered the improv for junior high.
We do, we have junior high improv.
We've done a couple different writers' theater partnership programs.
Yeah.
I know the brochure way too well.
We have partnered with Writers Theater for some of the older ones, which is very, very popular.
Yeah, we have Kinder Foot Fighters, mm-hmm. probably, I don't know.
I'm very impressed with that. It's the winter break camp. I remember when I came, we didn't offer that. And people were like, oh, people always go away. Well, this tells you that not everybody goes away and they're looking for fun activities. And they never stay. They stay on site in the morning, then they go off and do a field trip and they come back. So it's a nice, you know, day, well-rounded day. I also attended basketball. You would think this was something that was creating, the wheel, but we provided basketball jerseys this year instead of t-shirts, and the kids just loved it. They just felt
they're reversible too.
So they
tell you, just flip it over and you change teams, you're ready to go.
And they can use it year after year if they want, but they felt real professional. So it's those little tiny touches that make the difference. And Watts, again, that Watts Below Zero, just an example of a great special event, community special events. And is who noticed, I think Chris goes, look at that. I'm like, what? He's like, all those rental states. So that means all those people that came to the event aren't normally Watts users, so really get some there. They're using the skates. And and I also happened to see on the weekend skate lessons and open hockey, I think I was watching. And Bobby, who's a sailing guy up until this year, sure knows how to drive his Zamboni now. So he's, that frozen ice, that frozen water, he's doing very good on also.
He's working on his skating.
Yeah, so
it's a work in progress.
So kudos to the recreation department. You know, people always think that we only do stuff in the summer, and we're very active and going all year long. So,
Mike, would it please? I'm sorry.
Very quickly, you took over the travel basketball program this year. Is that right?
We didn't take it over. We've always had it.
But didn't we do it out? It was done.
Okay. The difference was, you know, I mean, do what you want.
I can talk about it. Yeah, so this year the difference was we switched. Mm-hmm. We were part of a league, mm-hmm. And a lot of feedback we got from the parents were that they were going all the way to Grant to play games, all the way down deep into the city, and they didn't like traveling that far for an hour basketball game. So we did a couple focus groups with coaches, parents, and they said they wanted us to try and be a tournament team. So this year, instead of being part of that North Shore basketball league that has grown beyond the North Shore, we're going to tournaments where we play three games in a day. You know, they finish up and then they come back and then they practice like they normally do.
Great.
So that's the big change this year. And so far, positive feedback.
Good. And we'll evaluate it because I'm sure not everybody's,
absolutely.
You know, loves the idea, but we'll evaluate to see if the majority do. So it was a great change. And then they were, plus they, when we switched, when we were in that league, they were, because we only have one team from Glencoe, and other communities have an A, B team, they automatically put us in the A league, despite what our ability level is. And sometimes we knew when we should be a B.
Yeah.
When you put an A, then the kids were not having a positive experience. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. That was a good change. They're very competitive in those tournaments because you could select their level.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the goal, is to not win every game, but to be competitive and grow your skill.
Not to win all the time, but competitive is nice. So. Steve,
I was going to ask if once we seat the new commissioners later this spring or this summer, if we might be able to have a tour of this building with our commissioners. We seem to really like, we've got a good thing going with our bicycle tour of all the parks and the outlying facilities of the park district's assets. And it'd be nice to get more familiar with what's going on here, sort of at the heart of what we have to do. And it's really been a long time since I've been through the early education, early childhood wing in any capacity. I think I've been through it once since the building reopened. So it'd be nice to get, there's so much of what we do goes on in this building, for us to see where it's happening a little bit.
Sure.
I second that motion.
We have a take-up report in March, so if maybe if our two commissioners coming on or at that meeting, we could do it at that meeting.
That would be terrific.
So, or we can wait till they slate it and they're available to come.
Okay.
So, but don't let me lead you, because I get lost every time. That's where I guess they do it on purpose.
No, that's why I mentioned it to Mike. We'll have Paul maybe help us out too.
All right.
Okay, Chris, did you have anything?
Or Aaron? Do you have anything else?
I was following your
lineup.
I was following your lineup.
It's not in the book. Oh, it is right. I'm sorry.
It's Chris's turn.
It is Chris's turn. Sorry. My bad.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve. A couple of highlights outside the report. I've been excited to begin collaborating with Altima New. So we've had an opportunity to have a few discussions. They started with some site visits out in Glencoe in the absolute pouring rain on Monday. It was a great day for ducks in the park, but not so great for site tours. So they really got to take a look at some of our parks in the worst shape that they could be in with the pooling water and drainage issues and things like that. So I think it was a very educational process for them. So while we haven't necessarily put pen to paper on any of the designs yet, just being able to collaborate with them and start to understand their approach and their process has been very informative and educational. A few other items, you know, even though it's, the weather is poor outside, we've stayed busy. One of the things we've been focusing on is replacing older, out-of-date electrical fixtures with new high-energy fixtures. So we did that at the Takeoff Center. We've done that in the maintenance yard. Often, we're replacing HID fixtures that are relatively newer, 10, 15 years old, with LED fixtures that are going to help us with our long-term energy costs. One of the other things that we've been working on, which is a newer initiative, is with the cold snap that we had there for a week, we did get out and start to begin some invasive removal on the bluffs down at Lakefront Park. So staff has been able to get out and start the rejuvenating pruning process, as well as targeting specific species which really just don't belong on the bluff, and removing those and treating them so they won't come back. So we still have a considerable amount of work to do that we're scheduling here once the ground freezes up again. But we've been able to make a head start there, and it's starting to really shape up and look very different. So. Any other questions regarding the report or anything else?
What invasives are you removing from the bluff?
I'd have to get you the specifics. It's a number of things that Tom McDonald is able to target for us. So we bring our horticulturalist in, and he identifies the plant species, and our staff removes them. So there's not a lot of buckthorn there. I mean, there's a little bit here and there, but not a whole lot. It was done in the late 90s, but we're still trying to play catch up on a few things. So, but something I can definitely send to Lisa. So.
You know, Chris, actually seeing the parks during a rainy mess from the outsider's point of view, it's actually a great thing because they can see how bad a shape some of the assets are and that they really need work. I was just telling Steve this past weekend, I was walking through Lakefront Park with a different eye, which is really just looking at the park, not just enjoying the park, but how tired it is and how tired the sidewalks is. So, and I know it floods down there, so them actually seeing that gives them perspective, which it's educational.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's not a lot looks great when it's overcast and rainy, even a brand new park. But, you know, it's one thing to say to an architect to show them a picture and say, hey, this area holds water. That's another thing to go out there and put boots on the ground and actually see 4 inches of standing water and make that connection to, you know, hey, this isn't a good place for an amenity, or, you know, maybe we need to shift the sidewalk in this direction, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I really hope that it can help to influence their creative process, that mindset and that visual. So.
Hey, Chris, I'm not sure if I should have brought this up, but during your part or the earlier part where, you know, there's matters for the public, but I was walking through Watts Park, not the ice rink, and I just noticed the sidewalk there is in pretty bad shape.
It's the asphalt path, I believe?
Yeah.
It's in tough shape.
On the radar anywhere?
Not in the short term, no.
It's not in the short term. I mean, there's really nothing that's substantial in our 3-year plan, but, you know, definitely something that, you know, might fall under more operational maintenance, less of a long-term master plan type thing. So as we, you know, go through evaluating the operational budget, you know, for 18-19, I think that's definitely something that we could discuss.
Mm-hmm. I'm not certainly suggesting isn't. That there's anything wrong with where it is, just I know there's a lot
it's
of
in tough shape,
school there, and
Yes.
Kind of
great shape. Yeah, you know, that's the challenge with the asphalt park systems as well. They're pathway systems. While they're initially lower cost when they're installed, they typically don't hold up as well as concrete. So, you know, you kind of have that trade-off in the long run.
Well, that would bring us to Erin's report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Couple things to point out. Watts Below Zero, great attendance. One thing we did that was a little bit different is we purchased a custom Snapchat filter for the day. It's geographically targeted. It's very low cost, and it was only during the time of the events, a little bit before and after as well. So that was a cool thing to experiment with. We had signage.
Oh, is that what that? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's something
by the Samboni, right?
Especially for that age group that was at the Watts Below Zero, trying to reach them where they are at. So that was kind of a fun experiment for us. I'm hoping to continue doing that at bigger events. Another thing I wanted to point out, Unplug Illinois, it's a statewide campaign. We've talked about it. Over the summer, we did a lot with it, and IPRA has taken notice. And not only have they asked me to be on their social media team for the upcoming year as they promote it to the public, but at conference this week, they will be doing a session to promote it to other park districts and using Glencoe as the shining star.
Oh, my.
So, very exciting.
Very excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good session. I looked at it. I'm not even talking at it. It's other people talking about us, so that's cool.
We like that.
Yeah. That's good. That's about it. I'm in spring, summer, grocery mode.
Working hard.
Excellent. Lisa, did you have anything you wanted to share today?
I had one more thing, Lisa, if you don't mind. You guys may have noticed, you may have noticed that we are telling different times on the clock faces right now on the Takeoff Center. It is something that we're working on with the installer. So you know, we have not yet accepted the clock, so the project is still open. So we are working through a programming issue with the current clock where two clock faces are 25 seconds faster than the other. And they've materialized now at about 6 minutes apart. So you may have seen the clocks are telling different times. We are aware of it and working to correct that here shortly.
Yeah. All of Glencoe has been confused.
Coming and going and leaving.
Chris, I have one question.
Shoot.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
He's been waiting like a week to say that.
Yes. You know, it's not, they could all be wrong, but they all have to tell the same time.
Yeah. Can't imagine why.
Yeah. So, sorry, Lisa.
That's okay, Chris.
All
right. That's okay. I just want to mention, I outlined in my report, but the board, a couple of our major goals for the administration team is this year is to go for the distinguished accreditation. So that's a 2-year extensive process, and it does involve you because we'll be bringing more policies to you. So really what it does is we take a comprehensive look at all of our policies and procedures in the district, see if there's still if there's any changes in those. If we bring them, we'll bring them to the policy committee. Once we go through everything and look at everything that we're doing, we get reviewed by a third-party committee that's made up of commissioners and executive directors from other throughout the state that come on a day and look and go over the criteria of everything in our district. And once we meet those specifications, if anybody would like to come and look at what we have to go through, the binder's about this big, you're more than welcome to. But we feel we're ready for that process also. We're also applying for the National Gold Medal through NRPA, and the administration team will work on that application February?
Mm-hmm.
In February, and we are also working with a videographer to capture some footage throughout the district to use for commercials and for that particular application process. Any questions on those two? Pretty big deals.
I have a few.
Gold medals is like it's like the Oscars for park districts.
Okay. So I have a few.
For those two items?
Yeah.
Okay, ready, shoot.
Okay, well my questions are, I think any time that we take a step back and analyze our policies, analyze our activities, is a good thing. I think putting together and investing in this commercial, as we're seeing how effective media outreach has been for us, is a good thing. I would think that with those two projects, there is a considerable amount of staff resources that has to be addressed. What are some of the other positive benefits?
Well, they're all listed here.
For us in the community,
for you in the community,
for the users, what are some of the other positive benefits of committing those administrative and behind-the-scenes resources to improving the framework of the Park District?
Well, and they're all listed here. There's a whole list of them. But we go through a self-evaluation process. We think it helps us improve our efficiency and our effectiveness in how we operate. Updating clarification procedures provides professional standards, both for internal and external comparisons, enhances our credibility within the community.
Enhances our credibility among our peers,
yes,
which is
yes.
Huge.
And I suppose I'll cut to the point of what I really wanted to make here. I think that these are not givens that we're going to earn these accreditations. We're going to earn these accreditations through the staff's hard work at continuing to be the best park district we can be, continuing to be the most modern park district we can be. And I wanted to mention to the department heads here that, and to Lisa, that the hard work you're going to put into this will only have a trickle-down effect to the users out there if you make sure that the efforts, that the end results of what you do gets down through all of the staff at all the levels. The improvements you envision, the modernizations that you incorporate are worthwhile, but they're meaningless if you don't take it to heart throughout the entire organization.
That's so true. That's the same.
So I kind of wanted to stress that, that this is a very daunting thing, and we're going to have to be on board and do our part of it, but we have to make sure we're including all the folks, and this isn't just a push from the top to get noticed, but a way of bringing us all up to a new high level.
You know, it educates all staff and all facets of the park district. You know, promotes team building, teamwork when you're doing
right. We're
this.
Making a big investment
a
in this recognition,
yes.
And we need to get the most
pride
we can
and morale.
Out of it.
Yep.
Are there
staff trainings
at the
I'm sorry, is there one? Yes, there is a separate distinguished accreditation committee.
And does that consist of other executive directors?
Executive directors and commissioners. So this is a joint effort between IAPD and IPRA. They work together on this. So
that was explained.
It's a joint.
That was explained.
It's a joint committee.
Same
yeah.
thing with the NRPA as well.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Is there I'll call it cross fertilization for applying for both certifications the same year?
They're not certifications. One's an award, but you have to have the process of distinguished accreditation in order to apply for the gold medal.
So you do the one and then you...
You can do both of them at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question.
I like Steph's attitude going into this. That this isn't something they're going to work towards hopefully receiving. This is something they're going to do and get done.
But distinguished accreditation, definitely. You know, the gold medal is more, it's a very selective process, so...
Competing against the nation.
Yeah, it's competing against the nation. With districts in our size, actually, they go up to about 28,000, I believe, right? Is the size category we will be competing in. Some park districts throughout the nations and departments.
Has Glencoe ever been acknowledged?
No, they've never applied or been. There's finalists, which is honored to even be chosen as finalists, and then there's a winner. So
this is the first group.
Yeah, for both of them, I believe.
It's probably the first time we're really ready to attack it.
Yeah. We'll talk about committee dates at the end, so a little more. Based on some feedback I've had at committee meetings, I've asked our staff to prepare monthly board reports for the board starting in February to talk about different aspects of our operations as an educational tool and as ability for you to ask any questions during that time when we're working on those reports. So it'll be something that we can spotlight, a different program area or a facility area. We'll give some data, some information about it, and then ask for feedback on those. So I've listed the reports for the coming year, and we'll try to stick to that schedule. It'll be only a couple page report, but you can ask some more dumb questions. It will not replace the monthly reports that are given in the board packet for,
right.
Monthly updates.
But we'll be able to focus on some things.
Yep.
I mean,
education. We'll educate you on different areas.
Right, to see what sort of progress we're making on bringing in our active adults and our active seniors. And
or for anything.
Some of our big, well, I'm just, that's an area that I'm real excited about is the May and June reports to really try to see what we can develop new there. Mm-hmm. We've done such a great job in so many areas, and all the park districts I know of are very challenged.
Yeah, well, we're excited to educate you what we've already done, because I think that's a misnomer that we don't do as much as we have tried, so that's exciting for us also.
Can you expand on how these reports will be different or more comprehensive?
They'll be more comprehensive, so they're very similar to what our beach report looks like, or our day camp report, our annual report, so it'll give an overview of all the general operations, what we offer, the program or survey results from them, some budgetary numbers.
Okay, so a much more comprehensive review of the area than just this is what happened last month.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Lisa, will some of this be in the packet ahead of time so we can kind of look through it?
Our plan is to provide, just like we do the beach and the Watts report, that you get the report ahead of time, but then we do a presentation at that meeting.
Kind of capture where we come from, where we're going, comparisons to other communities and
agencies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. What's new? What's working?
What's new? Absolutely. What's new? What any ideas you might have that you hear in the community? So, okay. Besides that, I think I sent you the board a calendar of upcoming projects. As you know, we have a very, very ambitious capital projects plan that we've set forward for this year, and which means more committee meetings. And special board meetings to stay on this timeline. So as you know, we plan a lot during the winter, and so that we can start construction come, spring, summer. So I know I sent that out to you along with the timeline. This will be posted once we have it complete. I didn't want to post it and then take it down and post it again and confuse people. So I really just want to see if anybody has any major conflicts with these, and realizing full well that it may not always be possible to get everybody at a meeting, and would always be willing to meet individually if for some reason you cannot make those. So
I'd like to commend staff on putting this together. I think this is really important because what staff has done is they've basically provided an approval process step by step between the very beginning and construction. And as that gets finalized, that will be posted. And so as any member of the community or other interested party wants to be involved in the process, they'll be able to kind of follow along where things are and when meetings are. And having this transparent process is a great thing. So thank you for doing that. And on top of that, very aggressive schedule, doing 3 or 4 things at once. And project management is a hallmark of this team. So well done in putting that together. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I just want to go through and see if there's any conflicts. So if we can start at January, I know that, Andre, that you'll be gone that week.
Right.
Unfortunately, once you get back, Lisa's gone and then Dudley's gone.
We can meet offline.
We'll have to meet offline. So we're going to go with the Finance Committee of the Whole on January 31st then. And we're going to start that at 6:30 because it's a little longer meeting. So we know that at a certain time, everybody shuts off. So we want to start that at 6:30. February, does anybody have any issues?
I gave you mine. Right?
In February, yes. In February, I know Dudley's gone on 31st, and our 21st, and actually 13th, and we've already talked about how I can bring him up to date to look at those designs prior to him leaving. So, but
February works for me.
February's okay. Seth, you okay?
What are the
The 21st and the 28th.
Yeah, those are
fine. Okay. March.
As I indicated to you here, it's my intention to not miss any of the meetings.
Right, she'll be there.
Slim chance, and I will have adequate advance notice if I'm not going to be available Tuesday, March 7th. At this point, I intend to be at all meetings.
Okay. I try to keep them as much as possible on the first Tuesday, like we've talked about committee meetings, on the 3rd, if at all possible. So it looks like those two are. We'll have a public meeting in Lakefront, but that doesn't mean you have to attend those. That's you have opportunity, and that's me. Okay, so March is good. All right, April.
Just real quick,
Yes, I'm sorry.
The one change was to move it February from the 21st to the 28th. Is that both the special projects and the board meeting?
We can move the board meeting to special meetings. We could, if you would like to, because Dudley's gone on the 21st, if we want to move the meeting to the 28th, we can move both of those. Would that be the preference of the board?
Yeah.
I'm flexible. I'm just
otherwise,
not
otherwise, we're still coming the 21st. And
right. So we can move both of them to 28th.
I'll be out that week. Sorry.
Which?
So really, we're either missing Dudley, because Dudley's gone until
so do we
27th, or we do, or we can split them in two if we want. You can do fitness. I know that he's been very active. Seth has been very active in fitness. So we can split them.
What's your feeling?
Dudley Seth will be here for the first round of designs, and then.
So the 21st is fitness, it's not.
It's a special project facility meeting. We were going to talk about the fitness center that day.
Fitness area.
Fitness area.
Yes. Area, you're right. I keep on telling you that. I know that.
Area.
Turn the lights on.
And then, so why don't we do that? Is that okay? Can we have the 21st for the fitness area? And then we'll do the special, we'll move our board meeting for the 21st to the 28th so that Dudley can be on one of the two meetings about the playground.
Okay.
Seth, is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I believe.
What time is that 21st meeting on the 21st?
6 o'clock, but we can move it back a little bit if you like. Would you like to move it to 7? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move it to 7 since we don't have a board meeting after that.
And that's going to be a different presentation format. Staff is going to be on the stage doing a kind of tie bow. Kick presentation of what our fitness goals should be.
That would be you three. Four. I'm sorry. Yes. Is that okay?
Stretch that comment. For the record, that comment never happened.
Scary. Okay, so that's okay. So we're going to move. We're going to keep the special project facility 21st at 7, and we're going to move the board meeting to the 28th. You got that, Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we're going into March. I didn't see anybody had a problem with anything in March. It's just the first and second, so.
Spring break is the last week of March?
Yeah, we have nothing scheduled that week.
And then April, I mentioned 6th. And
yeah. So the April, we have a special, what we need to do, Andre, is we need to approve the bids for West and Astor on the 4th so we can get it out. That was a special board meeting. Is it okay if we
that's
still have that
meeting.
On the 4th?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. And then review. Do you think Altamanu can make that? We could ask.
The what?
The
4th.
Move the 4th to the 6th.
I'd have to check.
Okay. So can we check on that?
Yeah, that's fine.
If Altamanu can't make it, can we keep it on the 4th? Is that okay? And we can meet with you?
Lisa, are we approving
this would be,
to go to bid?
No. That was a review. You've reviewed designs on Lakefront Park and taking parking lot.
That's a pretty important meeting.
That'll be the second time we've done it.
That's a pretty important meeting.
Oh, that'll be the. I don't know if that's the second or third time.
The flexibility. I can miss the.
That would be the third time. Or second time where we have another one on the 20th also. Or the. So I will see if we can move to the 6th. If not,
yeah,
if Baltimore can't make it.
And then the meeting on the 4th to approve the bids. But by then, we'll have. By then, that's a kind of a formality.
It is at that point, yeah.
So I'll be thinking of you then.
Thank you.
Okay, so we will ask that they're able to make that meeting. I'm just worried because if we move it to the 6th, then they go on vacation on the 10th. I want to make sure that we can get whatever we
need. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're gone then.
They're gone then.
We've got to get this. So we really want it at the beginning of the week.
I don't know if that's what we're going to ask them because we have another meeting down here, so we might be okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll look at that. Then we have our regular board meeting is the 18th. I know that Altamanu can make the 20th, but I don't know if they can make the 19th. We can ask. Can we ask them for that one?
Ask.
The 6th and 9th, we can ask 19th. We can ask them for that one.
So we would change it from the 20th to the 19th and have meetings the 18th and the 19th? Is that?
No, 18th we would not have any meetings.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
The last night of change.
Just that our budget is approved, so I got
to. Right.
Is that March 18th or April 18th? We're
April 18th. The regularly scheduled board meeting is on Passover, so we cannot have it on the 18th.
Right.
So we're looking to see if we can move it the 19th or the 20th. Does it matter to you which one of those, Carol?
No, I just need to know because of the notification.
Well, I know. That's why we're trying to figure that out today.
So,
yeah. So. We'll see if.
So it's going to move to the 19th
or the 20th? Yeah. Can you guys make both of those?
I thought we moved it to
the 19th. Doesn't Passover start on the April 10th?
That's what, I recommended that we move it to the 20th.
I don't probably.
Do you? So you observe the entire week?
No. I believe
the Seth does. Right. The 18th is a problem?
The entire week?
No, not the whole week.
Well, that's what we're trying to resolve. Passover starts on Monday, April 10th with the first Seder. Many families do a second Seder, and some continue on, certainly with some partial observances.
It's first two.
So we do the 18th?
So a week later.
I'm okay on the 18th.
I'm okay on the 18th.
Correct. I'm good.
Okay, so we're going to move. We're going to keep, we'll do a, all right, special projects, review designs on Lakefront Park and take a parking lot at 6, and then the board meeting at 7.
What day was that?
Instead of cookies,
it's like a puzzle.
Lisa, what day was that?
That's room the 18th, April 18th.
Oh, we're back to the 18th?
That's a Tuesday, regular backwards. Okay. Yes.
Wait, we're going to have to get a new.
It's proving the fitness center. It's almost, okay. That should be done. We should have, talked about it about 4 times by then, I think.
Lisa, are you going to recirculate this?
Yes, I am. So did I. You should see. And this is like, you should saw
like
all the
initial. Draft of this.
Oh, my God.
This is start at 6.
Yeah. Okay, so 18th. All right. And then May.
So the board meeting still on the 20th?
On the 18th.
No.
So you're moving both the.
Both of them back to the
right. And the board meeting
yes.
back to the 18th.
Yep. And then May, we're just asking for a special board meeting on that first Tuesday to approve the lakefront design.
Understood.
Okay.
So I'd like to say again, this is an A plus in terms of project management. You've got a lot of balls in the air, and there's a lot of steps in the process. And I think when you're done with this, you guys can go in there and General Motors. It'll be a piece of cake. So well done. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your commitment and dedication. So we know there's a lot of meetings. So other than that, I don't think I have anything else.
We do have some action items.
We do have some action items. Yes, we do. All right.
We do have to come and make approval on the policy for the communications that we've discussed in our policy committee meetings. And did you have anything you wanted to say based on some of the amendments and
I sent out the updates
right.
earlier today. Did everybody get that? And I also updated on the website. So
right.
the changes are what I sent her today.
So I would like to entertain a motion to approve the policy on communications, electronic devices, the electronic devices policy for board members as presented.
So moved.
Okay, move, second, I'm just going to pick one. Moves, second, Brooks.
Number D.
Correct.
Any discussion? Okay. Commissioner Brooks?
Approved.
Commissioner Lerman?
Approved.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Approved.
Commissioner Platnick?
Yes.
President Gaines?
Approved.
Okay.
And the other policy that we have as an action item, one to entertain a motion to approve the policy on transgender issues as presented.
There's two policies. Two. Okay. So move to some move?
A second.
Okay. Okay. Commissioner Brooks?
Approved.
Commissioner Lerman?
Approved.
Commissioner Underdog?
Approved.
Commissioner Platnick?
Approved.
President Gaines?
Yes, approved.
Excellent.
So that brings me to here.
Yes, any other business to say?
So is there any other business anyone needed to address at this point in time?
Okay. We need to go into executive session.
So I would like to, the board will now enter into a closed session where no action will be taken. I would entertain a motion that pursuant to Section 5 ILCS 120/2 of the Open Meetings Act, the board will enter closed session to discuss property as mandated by Section 2.06.2 parentheses 5, ILCS 120/2, parentheses C, subsection 5.
Happy to make the motion.
Thank you.
Second? Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Lerman?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdog?
Yes.
Commissioner Pavatnik?
Yes.
President Gaines?
Yes.
Okay. Now we have...
All right, now we can...
We're going to return to open session. I entertain a motion to return to open session.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Lerman?
Yep.
Commissioner Underdog?
Yes.
Commissioner Pavatnik?
Yes.
President Gaines?
Yes.
Okay, got a motion to adjourn?
There's a motion to adjourn that I think we should discuss.
So moved.
Okay, we're discussing our movement.
Second.
Out the door.
Second. Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Lerman?
Yep.
Commissioner Pavatnik?
Yes.
Commissioner, President Gaines?
Yes.
Did I get everybody? Okay, good.
I am so moved.